our awesome podcast with Holly and Adam and maybe a guest. We talk about things, we talk about stuff. We talk until we've had enough. Listen to our awesome podcast. All you have to do is not turn it off. The Adam and Holly are awesome podcast.
It's awesome.
The Adam and Holly are awesome podcast.
Hello and welcome to the Adam and Holly are awesome podcast. I'm Adam.
I'm Holly.
We're awesome.
Okay.
We're doing a podcast today and we're having a good time.
You're being weird.
Can we open up your Shopkins first?
Yes.
I know you were waiting.
So here's what happened with the Shopkins. I bought some. And then I bought some other ones. Because I bought some stuff on Target.com because I had a coupon and they had a sale on sheets. Because I'm an adult, I need to buy more bed sheets.
Right.
So I bought more bed sheets, but then also I needed a few more dollars to get to the minimum for the coupon. So I bought some Shopkins. Let's open some Shopkins.
Let's do it.
Oh. And then I was just in the store the other day and I wanted Shopkins.
So you just bought some other
I bought
ones.
Like two more Shopkins.
I didn't know about those.
Target, they're only you knew about one. They're only $3 at Target.
Okay.
Like they're not five like they are at Claire's.
Right,
that's silly. Okay, here's the problem with these Shopkins. There's no good entry point. Like the original ones you could kind of squish in to the basket. Well, we have two, so we could each open one. I don't want to wreck my nails. I just did my nails yesterday. I got textured polish. It's all bumpy.
Use your teeth.
Oh yeah, I got teeth. You're not supposed to use your teeth as a tool, but I clearly value my fingernails more than my teeth. So, despite the fact that one of them regrows.
I use my teeth as a tool every day.
One of them regrows and one of them doesn't.
I use it to chew
food
with.
Okay, yeah, but like a different kind of tool. Like a screwdriver.
It's like using a screwdriver as a hammer. You're not supposed to do that.
You're not supposed to do that. But sometimes you don't have a hammer, so you use a screwdriver instead.
All right, let's just put all this garbage in a pile here.
Yeah, that's what we're going to keep doing, right?
All right, I'm going to open yours first.
Okay. You open it first. Then, and then say what the recipe is that you got.
Okay. Should I do the recipe first?
I don't have a recipe.
Uh-oh. Bullshit has been called.
Oh, nope. It's inside the thing.
All right, let me put my pen away, my drawing pen.
Ooh. Yeah, what's your recipe? Do the recipe first.
Recipe first? All right, let me pull it out. I'm going to get at it. Oh, is this it?
Oh, my recipe the other... No, that's the one we had from last time.
Chocolate sundae.
Yeah, that'll be inside.
Okay,
my
recipe is...
The one I got the other day was sweets honey.
Veronica veggie pizza.
How do you make Veronica veggie pizza?
You get button mushroom.
Cap.
Papa pizza base.
Okay.
Timmy tomato paste.
Okay.
Bella mozzarella.
Uh-huh.
And Olivia olive.
Olivia olive. Sure. I got freezy bites. Mm-hmm. You're going to need a vanilla tubs.
Vanilla tubs.
You're going to need a choc chips. You're going to need a choc and chip. It's two cookies together. Two cookies.
Choc
and chip.
Chip.
You're going to need a miss sprinkles. And you're going to need choc buds. I don't know what choc buds are, precisely.
I don't know. Is this flour?
I'd say your chocolate chips weird.
I think I have it. No, it's rice. It's like a sack of rice.
Is that a sack of rice? I don't know. Yeah. Maybe sugar.
It looks like rice. It's either rice or maggots.
I don't know. There's a list here.
It's either rice or maggots.
I'll try to find it. It's not sugar, I think.
I told you what it was.
It's a little hard to tell.
I told you.
I know you've told me what it is, but I can't find it on the thing. Oh, yeah, it's Jasmine Rice.
Yeah.
Her name's Jasmine Rice.
I told you.
Uh-huh. You did. You were telling the truth.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, the QR codes. If you download the Shopkins Chef Club app, you can bring your dishes to life.
And use the QR codes on the back of all the Shopkins.
Yeah. So that's all right, something. Some of them are on the bottom of the Shopkins.
Well, whatever.
I don't know where
the nearby.
The wrong end of the Shopkins. Shopkin butt. Who'd I get? We have our first duplicate already.
Yeah, who is it?
This is the same one that I got the other day. It's like a bottle of chocolate sauce or something. I don't remember what it's called.
Chocolate sauce.
I don't think it's chocolate sauce. I Snapchatted this one the other day. I think just you and my sister, because nobody else cares. Mm-hmm. If you want to follow me on Snapchat, I'm Holly, I think is my name. I am Holly. Little Chalk Bottle. They weren't as creative with the names, I feel like,
Little
this generation.
Little Chalk Bottle.
Could have done better. Could have done better on the names. All right.
Okay.
See you, John. Are you trying the QR code?
Yeah.
Are you going to see if you can get it close enough that it works?
No, it's not going to work.
What if it did?
It wouldn't.
That'd be crazy. Okay, you got another one, though.
Okay, well, let me open it up,
open
you butt.
Open it. Get it. Get it.
I hope it's Little Chalk Bottle.
Oh, I hope it's not. That'd be the third one we have. Mm-hmm.
Ooh, what is it?
It's
what a pizza.
It's a kind of pizza. It's a whole lot of pizza. Is that the one you got the recipe for? That's Veronica Veggie Pizza, bro.
Veronica Veggie. Oh, shit, her eyes are closed in this one, though.
Yeah, that's just like a stylized picture. I'm betting that's Veronica Veggie Pizza.
Veronica Veggie Pizza!
That's like a full one, which means it's rarer.
Is it?
Yeah. It's ultra rare, which is not actually ultra rare, but...
Veronica Veggie
Pizza. I want
pizza.
Olivia Olive because she's special edition, $4 signs.
$4? There's dollar signs?
Oh, and if they have a spoon next to them, then they are staple ingredients, which are Shopkins featured in more than one recipe. Some of these are color change? Hang on one stinking minute.
We're learning all about it.
How do I Wanda Wafer is a color change. Olivia Olive is a color change. Oh, it's just the rare ones. Okay. Like, the super rare ones are color changed. That's so cool!
Like Mavis Maple
There's
Syrup.
There's also Dazzling and Glitter Shopkins.
All right, we've opened the shop. Oh, you have another one. I still have one. You have one more. I'm going to get all your garbage.
Okay. This podcasting desk becomes a garbage pile. Ooh, we got a carton of something?
Okay.
It is either milk or bleach.
Okay, probably milk, because they don't use bleach and ingredients.
Milk, right. Yeah, I don't think they have cleaning products in this one. This is Melissa Milk.
Melissa Milk.
You can go in the cup with Choco bottle and we'll shake you up. We got Choco milk.
All right, here you go. Here's your other bottle.
This is what adults do.
All right, do you want to do our snack?
Open up Shopkins. No, what? We're like 5 minutes in. We can't do a snack yet. How long have you been doing this podcast?
I don't know.
How long you been on this podcast?
Okay, give me your garbage.
You've been on this podcast for literally years.
Literally 5 minutes.
Been doing
you
snacks?
Just said it was 5 minutes.
No, like the whole podcast, the whole run of the podcast.
How long have we been doing since pretty close to the beginning,
yeah,
I think.
Yeah, I think it wasn't in the early.
I think
it was in the revival.
Yeah, in our new
like
run.
Once we started doing the new run and actually doing it consistently.
Every week or 2 years or something.
I don't think we've missed one. Yeah, we've been late a couple times by a day or two, but we haven't missed any. Like even when we've been gone, I think I uploaded one. Well, you were gone. And we had that one that just showed up on the feed. Do you remember that? Yeah, it just showed up like from the future. It was really weird.
That's weird.
Yeah.
I don't know about it.
I didn't notice it until later. Someone like tweeted at me and I was like, what are you talking about?
Okay.
Yeah, I had to go back and look it up.
Scheming Susie.
Oh, she's new.
Explained to her
why
father.
Why's the woman gotta be scheming? Why can't it be Scheming Samuel?
What about like Shady, what is his name? Shadow?
Shadow's the police detective.
Oh, there's a bad guy.
There is a bad guy. How do we not know all their names by now? Like, every single one of them.
Anyway, Scheming Susie.
Hold on, there's probably one, like, right here with his name on it. No.
Deceptor,
no. Oh,
the
wait,
famous
these are,
magician.
Yeah. These are the bad ones, so.
Can I tell my story?
Yeah, whatever, yeah.
About Scheming Susie?
Yeah, obviously.
And she explained to her father that she would not be attending school anymore.
Oh, that's a bold statement.
She said she had been doing some figuring and found that she just didn't have the time for classes.
How old is Susie? Like, what else is she doing? Oh, maybe it's college.
She reasoned, I sleep 8 hours a day, okay. And that totals 2,920 hours or 122 days a year.
Okay.
Saturdays and Sundays add up to 104 days in a year. If I allow 3 hours a day for meals, that comes to 45 days a year.
Yep.
The summer vacation adds up to 60 days, and if I allow just 2 hours a day for TV and recreation, this amounts to an additional 30 days.
Okay.
If I add all these days, they total 361, and that's not including Christmas, Thanksgiving, and the other holidays we get.
Okay.
What is the flaw in Susie's reasoning?
A lot of this shit overlaps. Yeah. Like, you sleep every day, but you also sleep Saturdays and Sundays.
Right.
She's just...
Scheming Susie, you're full of shit.
She's like a teenager who's just trying
she's
her
like,
best.
Dad,
I don't have time for this.
I can't. You know how long I sleep? I did the math. I ran the numbers.
Dad, you don't even know my life.
I sleep 8 hours a day. Oh my god,
you guys, we tried to watch Yoga
but
Hosers.
But not on weekends.
We tried to watch Yoga Hosers.
I'm gonna finish the rest of it.
You will. It might take installments, though. Unless you feel some sort of, like, overwhelming obligation to have seen all of Kevin Smith's movies, which is, in fact, the only reason Adam's watching it, don't do it to yourself.
I'm
going to
finish it.
Or maybe if you're 14.
Yeah, you might get
it. You might like it if you're a 14-year-old girl,
but
maybe.
I think he wrote it, and he's not a 14-year-old girl. No, he's, like, a 45-year-old guy.
Like, it really plays like something his daughter wrote
when
she was 15.
Yeah.
So
it's pretty bad.
It's really bad.
A high-speed electric train is traveling southeast at 90...
electric train, man. Canada's ahead of us in all of this,
90
you know?
Kilometers per hour.
Southeast?
Traveling southeast.
Okay.
The wind is blowing westward at 30 kilometers per hour.
Okay.
In what direction will the smoke from the engine blow?
It's electric. It doesn't have an engine.
Obviously. This is dumb.
It's a good riddle. If you've never heard that riddle before.
There is a certain crime.
Yep.
That if attempted,
yep.
is punishable.
Yep.
But if it is committed, is not punishable.
Yep.
What is the crime?
Suicide?
Yeah, that sounds right. Because what are you going to do? They're already
dead.
But
you can't punish someone for trying, though.
Really?
Not really.
Yeah, that's attempted murder.
Is it? What is the actual answer?
Suicide.
Is it really?
Yeah.
Oh.
That one's okay.
That's
we'll put it on the back. Attempted murder. Put you in the nut hatch.
Yeah, oh, this one looks like it's got some visual element.
Using one set of letters in the same order, can you fill in the blanks and make a normal sentence?
No, it's N, T, B, and E.
A notable doctor
had no table and therefore was not able to operate.
Okay.
That's it. Done. Next. It's not even, you can't do that on a podcast. It's a visual... Isn't a visual medium.
You're a visual medium.
Weren't we going to, at some point, we said we were going to start doing video casts?
Do you want to tell me about the letter M?
What occurs in every minute, twice in every moment, yet never in 1,000 years?
If a wheel has 64 spokes, how many spaces are there between the spokes?
63. Yeah. 63. Right? Or is this some sort of...
It's 64.
What? No.
The space that comes after the 64th spoke would be just before the first spoke. It's not like in a row.
I get it.
A man... His wife and their two sons come to a river they wish to cross.
Mm-hmm.
They find a rowboat on the riverbank.
Mm-hmm.
However, the boat can only carry a maximum of 150 pounds at a time. Not kilograms.
Yeah, pounds. Ooh.
Both the man and the woman weigh 145 pounds each. Uh-huh. Their sons each weigh 75 pounds. How will they get across the river using the boat, and how many trips will it take?
I don't know. Probably, like, both sons go across, and then one son comes back, and then... Like a parent goes across and then the other son comes back and then another son goes across and then a parent comes back or
and all that baloney.
It's probably like 7.
Why don't they just swim? Jeez.
See how many it is. It's probably like 7, right?
5 trips.
5. Okay.
2 cross together. 1 comes back. Mother goes across and then the other guy comes back. Two boys go together again.
They go across again. Sure. That's too complicated.
Oh, that's way too complicated.
Like honestly, if you're gonna go hiking, bring a raft that can carry.
Build
everybody.
A better boat.
Bring 2 rafts.
Blast paper box bank.
Yep.
Juice bag cradle carpet.
Perfect. Love it.
Which group from word B belongs with the words from group A?
Which word from group B belongs with the words from group A? Should we wrap this out? Should we sing these words? I'm going to tell a story using the words from group A. And then you tell a story using the words from group B. And we'll see from our stories if we can figure out... which one's out of place.
I think this is a reasonable thing to do.
I thought so. This is really the only way to solve this riddle, as far as I'm concerned.
Okay.
I said I was gonna do A, right?
Uh-huh.
Okay. But you can't look. You'll know the story. It's a spoiler.
Okay, I don't want to know the story.
Have a blast, Jimmy's mom said as he went out of the house to the park. He said, thanks, Mom, I will. But what she didn't know is that he had a little piece of paper in his pocket that said $2,000 on it. And they were really poor, and that piece of paper was a bill for $2,000 because his mom was recently in the hospital. So he went to the store, and he went to the back of the store, and he found a box of cereal, and he dumped out all the cereal. But, like, cereal's, like, a really, like, regular thing, like an average thing. So he thought nobody would notice that, like, that he was doing something shady. And then he went up to the register, and he's like, don't say anything, but put all the money you have in this box. And they're like, that box? And they're like, yeah, this box. And they're like, the cereal box? And they're like, yeah, the cereal box. Right now. Do it, or else. And he's like, or else what? And he's like, I'll hurt you. And she's like, oh, no. Okay, so the cashier puts all the money in the cereal box, and then he just closes it up and walks out because it just looks like he has cereal. And then he goes to the bank, and he deposits it, and then everything's okay because they had enough money to pay his mom's bill.
And then he goes to jail.
No, this is how the story ends nice, because they had enough money to pay his mom's medical bill, because that's where we're at in this country, okay? Mm-hmm. People can't just pay their medical bills. They gotta steal from the grocery store
Or you just sell meth.
No, they didn't have anything. They didn't have any meth. They didn't have any money to buy meth. They didn't have any Sudafed to make meth with.
That's how you make it?
Yeah, that's why they don't let you
buy it. You can just go buy it.
That's why they don't let you buy a bunch of Sudafed anymore.
How many do you need?
Excuse me, I need one meth.
How many Sudafeds do you need?
You just go up to the counter at the
Well, why don't you just go to each different store and buy one Sudafed?
You go to the, well, that's what people do, but you have to have, like, large quantities of it.
They smurf them. They're smurfs.
Well, why don't you just go to, like, the neighborhood Walgreens and be like, listen, I just need one meth. If you can just...
Give me enough Sudafeds for one meth.
Give me one meth. And then I will...
I have to think of a story for mine.
Oh, I don't know if you could tell, but I made mine up as I was going. But it was a political commentary. It was sharp political commentary.
All right.
About the state of our country and the failing healthcare system that's only going to get worse. I'm listening to your story.
I think my story has a dead baby in it.
Oh,
is
shit.
That okay?
You know, we saw Arrival... And I gotta say, this isn't much of a spoiler, guys. Like the first 5 minutes, there is a dead child in Arrival. Yeah. So I think it's okay to put a dead baby in a story.
Okay, the story starts with a cradle.
Okay,
like this is just a baby, and it's full on dead.
Oh, the baby's in the cradle, dead already.
Yeah.
Oh, I'm intrigued. Go on.
So what happened was there was a guy who was on meth.
So page one of the book, there's a dead baby in a cradle. Page two. So what happened was there was a guy on meth.
Yeah.
Okay.
And then he he was on meth for a while, and then he forgot that there was a baby.
Mm-hmm.
So then he's like, oh shit, I found this baby that's dead. I have this piece of carpet. I better roll it up in this carpet.
Okay.
And put it in this bag.
I'm listening.
And then, take it and put it in the dumpster.
Yep, that's what you would do.
But he did that, and then some baby juice came out and soaked the bag up. And then it smelled real bad.
Baby juice.
After he picked it up, because it was there for a while.
See, I did mine in order.
I didn't know you had to do that.
You didn't, but I just thought, I just assumed that you did.
So that's my story.
So your story was there's a dead baby. We don't know why he's dead.
Right.
Probably from neglect.
He's a little neglectorino.
And then he leaked out some baby juice out of the carpet. So they had to throw him in a bag and put him in the dumpster.
Yeah.
I don't think. Do you need a whole carpet to roll up a dead baby?
Well, I mean, it was like a carpet remnant.
It's like a kitchen rug enough.
Right. Sure. We'll say it's a rug.
All right. So let's actually try to solve the thing. Juice bag, cradle carpet. Blast paper box bank. Was gonna go with like the number of letters.
No, I looked at the back before I gave it to you.
Oh, you looked already?
Yeah, so I can't tell you.
Is it dumb?
No, it's
good. It's a good one?
It's a good one, yeah.
Blast paper box bank. Juice bag cradle carpet. Well, it's not like the number... Oh, it is. It's the number of vowels in each one. Maybe it's not, but it certainly tracks. All the ones in the first group have only one vowel except for paper.
Mm-hmm.
All the ones in the second group have only two vowels except for bag. So I would switch paper and bag.
Yeah, but they don't get switched. Just B just goes into A.
Oh, I thought there was a switch situation.
Mm-mm, there's no switchuation.
Blast, paper, box, and bank. So group B doesn't necessarily have anything to do with themselves. It's just one that goes with group A.
Mm-hmm.
Hmm.
Do you want a hint?
Yeah, because in the interest of an interesting podcast, I can't do this.
There's something, you have to add something else to find the
Okay. Moon blast, moon paper, moon box, moon bank.
Mm-hmm. Try a different type.
Rock blast, rock paper.
Rock paper.
Rock box, rock pick. Let's try Fighting Blast.
Fighting Blast.
We've been playing Pokemon, you guys. You talk about Pokemon.
You were closer with Rock.
Closer with Rock. Okay.
Anyway, so yeah, Pokemon. I beat the game, the new Pokemon Sun and Moon, and then the next day
I looked online. Beat Sun, to be fair.
Well, okay, but it's whatever. It's the same thing. It's the same exact story, except there's a different guy, and the hours are switched.
Yep.
So I beat Pokemon Sun, and then
sand. It's sand.
It is sand.
Sandblast, sandpaper, sandbox, sandbank, sand carpet.
Sand carpet. It is sand carpet and not sandbox.
Not sandbag.
Not sandbag.
Definitely not sandbag. Sand carpet. I did it. Mm-hmm. I was right. I was close with rock.
I did.
Little rocks.
Just tiny rocks.
I had to go to ground type first, and then I was like, oh, sandblast. Oh, wait.
Oh, yeah. Sandpaper. Yeah.
I get it.
See?
Anyway, Pokemon.
Yeah.
Pokemon. I have fallen behind because...
Yeah,
because
you just don't give a shit.
Well, it's not necessarily that, but
you don't devote your life to finishing video games.
I can't work on it during the day, like, because I'm at work, right, and
I just do it on the bus.
Right, but I don't like to look down on the bus because I get dizzy, and I don't ever take a lunch break really at work. I just work through my lunch so I can go home earlier. And then by the time I get home, I just don't want to look at anything
except for the YouTubes.
Yeah.
So we're going to watch Emmett Otter's Jug Band Christmas
tonight. We are. We're giving up on we're putting yoga hosers off for another day.
I'm going to watch it later.
I got to say, I have a better Canadian accent just with my natural accent than most of the people in that movie.
Yeah, they're pretty
like,
bad.
I say yoga hosers in a way that you could construe as Canadian
yoga hosers,
if you didn't know.
Yeah. I think my Canadian accent's better than a lot of those.
They literally say a boot, an oot. Like, with no attempt. And I think that it's supposed to be a joke or funny, but it just takes you out of the movie and sounds awful.
Yeah.
It's a bad movie.
It's real bad.
It's a real bad movie. How far are we? Snack time yet?
Yeah, it's snack time.
Can I punch it?
I mean, don't you punch it, break it.
Let's see if our listeners can tell what it is when I punch it.
No, there's no
possible. Is that helpful? It's plastic, you guys. That size plastic. Paper. Can you hear the difference? Plastic, paper, plastic,
paper. You gotta punch a hole in it.
You punch a hole in it.
Oh,
I can't.
God.
Here, I'll take this pen.
Oh,
I'll
my
punch
God.
It with this.
Oh, so we watched Westworld.
I'll punch it with this pen.
I got it.
We watched the season finale of Westworld, and oh my God, it got better.
Yeah, well, I think
it
we were all disillusioned from the last episode.
We were.
Because it was too many answers.
All of the answers were answered, but then they put in a twist, which was nice.
Yeah. But yeah, they did answer a lot of stuff. It was just like a big... information explosion.
Yeah, but then there was like an extra twist.
All right, so these are Archie McPhee brand.
Oh, they are?
Yeah.
And you bought them at your work instead of at the Archie McPhee 2 blocks away from us.
Correct.
Okay, perfect. You probably paid like a 30% markup for that privilege.
25% off.
Do
you want a whole one or do you want to share one?
I want a whole one because I'm going to save it for later. Do you ever do that?
I'm going to save it for
later. Do you ever like put the plastic back on and then just leave it? For a really long time.
For like 6 years, and then you're like, you know, I'm sick of this candy cane.
Oh, they're candy canes. We didn't say that part.
Oh, because it's Christmas.
It's Christmas season. Ah.
For those of you who are raised Christian, it is Christmas season.
Or for those of you who live in the United States where really we force everybody to care about it.
Yeah.
Even if they don't need to. All right, you ready?
I'm ready.
Now, we all know the proper way to eat a candy cane is... with the hook down where you can hold it with your hand. Mm-hmm. And it's a tragedy when it breaks.
Tastes like...
They're sweet. Yeah. They really want that. They're coffee flavored. We didn't say that part either.
Mm-hmm.
Coffee flavored candy canes. They're brown with darker brown stripes.
I don't expect them to be sweet though. It's like sweet, sweet coffee.
Yeah. It's like a different kind. These are actually pretty good.
Speaking of sweet, sweet coffee,
mm-hmm.
Daiso got their coffee back.
Mm.
So I had one today because like at about 2:30.
They have
when
a
I
lot
was...
of sugar in them though.
Yeah, but they're also really good.
Yeah, but so it's...
they're really good. Yeah. The coffee from Daiso is so good.
The Kona one isn't as good. Mm-hmm. I don't like that one.
It's too bitter.
It is better.
It's Ugh brand.
Ugh.
Ugh. UCC. I don't know how else you pronounce it.
Is that like, that's a church, isn't it? UCC is a United Christian something.
Confederation.
Dude, I don't know, but I swear there was like a Lutheran UCC or UCC Lutheran you've chewed. Oh my god, that's like half the candy cane in your mouth right now. How are you gonna answer? How are you gonna... Oh, you're just chewing. Oh, you gotta value your teeth more. You don't get any replacements. Oh boy.
I got robot teeth.
You don't have robot teeth. Mm-hmm. I know that you like to think that you do, but you do not. I hear this from you all the time. I got robot teeth. I got robot teeth. You know what I think we should do? We should make Adam and Holly story time a weekly recurring segment where we each write 4 words for each other and we have to tell a story about it.
I think my story was a little bit more morbid than yours.
Yeah, maybe you try harder next time.
I tried pretty hard. I thought I did a good job.
You did do a good job, but you try to like not have such a morbid story.
Well, the word cradle was in there, and juice. And I'm like, cradle and juice. This has to be baby juice, right?
Yeah, babies also drink juice. And then I don't know if you knew that.
I could have just been like, there's a baby, and he was drinking juice, and he spilled it on the carpet.
Exactly. He spilled it on the carpet. And what was the other word?
Bag.
And his mom got real mad and murdered him and put him in a bag and put him in the dumpster. That's a better story. That has a beginning, a middle, and an end. Your story just kind of had an end.
Well, I didn't want to leave the Chekhov's dead baby around. I did make that comment at the beginning of Arrival, too.
You did.
Chekhov's like, dead baby.
Well, because we got to the end of the dead baby part, and we're like, what the fuck does that have to do with anything? But then, it totally did. Arrival's a pretty good movie. You should see it.
Yeah, Arrival.
I wouldn't recommend paying $32 to see it like we did accidentally. Because there's some sort of like convenience fee they charge you at like...
I don't want to get into it.
At like a regular theater.
It's convenient because you can watch it in a theater instead of...
Yeah. We could have gone to any other theater. Like, theater ticket prices are expensive here, but... Like, not that expensive.
It was like...
It's like $16 a person.
$15.50.
That's insane.
But it was the ticket said $12.50, but then... We're like, well, how come we got...
Yeah, there's like a $3... It wasn't convenience fee. It was like a... Courtesy fee or some shit. No. It was... Yeah.
Bullshit fees. That place sucks.
They don't let you in if you're under 21. We ran into that before, so we still haven't seen Mike Birbiglia's movie.
It's on iTunes.
Yeah, but we don't have, like, a Apple Home. Just, you know, rather than, like, ruining your posture, you could just move your chair forward a few inches. You know what people really love? Someone eating on a podcast. Just chewing really loudly right next to the microphone. Just move your chair up.
I put it here.
Your back looks like it hurts right now. It does, though. Like, you can't deny that it looks like it hurts because you can't see your back.
That's correct.
I'm wearing a dress today for, like, the second time in a week. Wearing some leggings. I got these leggings, 2 for $10 at Walgreens.
You know what would be cool if you had, like ranger boots with that dress? Like, elf boots?
I like the ones I want to get at Target.
And then, like, pointy ears.
Okay.
And, like, a bow and arrow.
I was also thinking if I had one of those tattoo choker necklaces. That looked like it really fit with this. But I don't have one.
I almost bought you healing crystals for Christmas.
If you want to buy me...
I thought it would have been funny.
A tattoo choker necklace. I haven't had one since I was, like, 11 or 12. So, if you want to do that, I won't be sad about it.
I don't know what that means.
It's, like, one of those little plastic... stretchy necklaces that people wear.
Oh, like Evanescence?
I don't know, maybe.
I feel like Evanescence would wear that.
Do you? I feel like she'd just wear like a black ribbon.
I don't know.
With like a
pendant. I don't know enough about Evanescence.
I know that you don't. I know. I could teach you. I don't really know that much either. I know that the lead singer...
Wake me up.
Wake me up inside. Don't get me started. We did that once on this podcast.
And it was awful.
It was great. I know that the lead singer of Evanescence dated the lead singer of Seether.
Okay.
And then it ended badly and they each wrote a song about it.
Oh, yeah?
Yep.
Which one's better?
Which song is better? Probably the Evanescence one. That's all right. It happens.
Did you ever write a song about a breakup?
I've never wrote a song. Actually, that's not true. I co-wrote a song once. It was about Ulamog. Actually, I think I wrote another song in high school,
Ulamog cultists.
Yeah.
I like the Emrakul cultists better.
They
weren't around yet.
Emrakul would be hard to write a song about.
Yeah.
You just kind of devolve into saying nonsense words by the end because
it's very Cthulian.
Yeah.
Cthulian.
Speaking of Cthulian, you should see Arrival, you guys. I can't even say the thing.
I know, because it's a spoiler.
It's a spoiler. What else do we have to talk about? What have we been doing? What else have we been doing? We went and saw Arrival.
I've been playing Pokemon. Mm-hmm. I was playing Dragon Quest VII until I got Pokemon, mm-hmm. and now I'm just playing Pokemon. I'm probably going to put Pokemon away and pick Dragon Quest back up.
Yeah, I was going to say, you just finished Pokemon, so.
But I haven't caught all the guys yet. But. I haven't caught them all. But I don't really
I went downtown yesterday to buy you Piroshki. I made it all the way to the front of the Piroshki line, which is kind of horrific at like 12:45 on a
weekend.
Sunday afternoon, only to find out that I had forgotten my wallet.
Mm. And then I went there today at 1:15
and you'd
or
also
like 1:30.
No,
but there
me.
Was no line.
Yeah, because it's Monday.
It's Monday at 1:30, and I was like,
it's
I'm
Monday,
just gonna get a
Piroshki. And Piroshki is like a tourist thing. It's
yeah,
not really.
I mean,
like,
it's
locals
really
don't go there. It's good, but locals don't really go there.
That's because they don't care enough. Because they can just get it anytime. They can just go to the Northgate Mall and get it.
Yeah, that, or they just like get other stuff in the like. There's like delis and stuff. That
I almost went to Lowell's. Like I walked in, but then I'm like, oh
it's
shit,
so
it's $16
yeah.
for those. But those the fish and chips
is great, but it's really expensive.
Yeah, it was expensive. Maybe someday.
Yeah, there's other places you could go.
Yeah. The ones at Ivers weren't bad.
Fish and chips?
Yeah.
I only had them at the sit-down restaurant before that, and they were terrible. But the yeah, you're right. The ones at the fast food side were better.
Mm-hmm.
The sit-down ones were
awful. They weren't as fancy, but they had, like, the Cajun spice on them.
They were, like, dripping out oil. It was disgusting.
Grody. Yeah. That's grody.
What are we at? What time are we at?
Oh, this is the segment of the show when Holly asks what time
we're
at.
Well, usually I just kind of motion, but you don't always get it, so.
We're at 31 minutes.
I need a little more.
I want to watch Emmett Otter's Jug Band Christmas.
We're going
to. No hole in the wash tub.
I don't even know what that means, but
not
I
yet.
Will.
You will.
In like 20 minutes.
Yeah.
Well, I don't know what time in the thing it comes in.
It's the song that they play. Mm. So it's Emmett Otter and his friends, and they're in a jug band.
And it's Christmas time?
And it's Christmas time.
I would have assumed that, yeah.
And they have to do like a band competition.
So
I don't remember all the details, but there is a porcupine who's
mm-hmm.
pretty great.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. After we attempted to watch Yoga Hosers, I turned it off. Well, you made dinner, which was bacon fried rice.
It was
bacon
awesome.
And egg fried rice. It was really good.
It was like bacon and eggs and then,
fried rice. I highly recommend it. Super healthy.
I put a little bit of ginger in there, a tiny bit of sesame oil,
and then
soy sauce.
You have to use soy
and
sauce.
And that was it.
Good.
Bacon and eggs.
But I was watching Little Rascals, mm-hmm. which came out when I was 5. I thought it came out when I was like 8 or 9, but I was 5. Which explains why I like it so much. Because if you watch this movie when you're 5...
I got a dollar.
Yeah.
That's the song that they sing in it.
Yeah. He says, I got a dollar, I got a dollar, I got a dollar, hey, 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 hey. Mm-hmm. But then it's like a trick. It's a trick dollar.
It's not a real dollar?
It's a trap. Well, it's a dollar, but it's like, it's a trap.
Tell me about the trap. I'm interested.
You're just gonna have to watch it.
I'll watch it later.
Yeah, you'll watch it later?
Yeah.
Okay.
I'll just watch the old show from the 1930s or whenever it was.
I think it's different.
Is it? No, it's got like alfalfa and Spanky.
Yeah,
and,
but I think it's like a different
and
aesthetic.
Okay.
It doesn't have Whoopi Goldberg.
Whoopi Goldberg, isn't it?
Yeah.
Well, I don't think she was born yet.
She might have been like a baby.
Maybe she was like,
I don't know how old
maybe
Whoopi
she was
Goldberg
in it as a baby, as
no,
a little rascal.
No, I think it's like the 30s, right?
Yeah.
I don't think she was born yet. They make her like 80. I don't think Whoopi Goldberg is 80. It's hard to tell, though. She doesn't have any eyebrows. You really see the aging in the eyebrows.
You know who has eyebrows? Guy Lapointe.
Mm-hmm. I thought we were going to talk about Yoga Hosers anymore.
He's the best part of it so far.
Yeah, that's really... There's no competition. It's
well, he was the best part of Tusk, too.
Yeah, which was also a terrible movie.
Yeah, it was.
Not as bad as that.
Not
though.
As bad as Yoga Hosers. Oh, man, Yoga Hosers.
Tusk is really bad, but it's not as bad
Kevin
as
Smith, this. If you're listening to this, I'm sorry, but you...
Just don't, though.
Don't.
Okay, listen, your daughter's actually a decent actor. She could do something if she wanted to. Don't ever let Johnny Depp's daughter in another movie, because she's a terrible actress. She's really bad. Mm-hmm.
All right. I just got sad because of that movie.
You just got sad? No, don't get sad. We can't end the podcast on a sad note.
sour grapes.
What? You're just leaving?
Good day to use.
You're just leaving?
Good day to use.
No.
Goodbye.
Mm-hmm.
It's the end of the podcast. We ran out of stuff to talk about. It's the end of the podcast.